It's Monday, November 12th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 365. I'm joined by Dawn Mead, Phil Cordell, and Ben Shipman, talking about Cortana and Alexa being allowed to talk to one another. Ben Shipman starts off talking about how voice control working with AV systems could change the shape of the industry.
Once voice control becomes reliable enough and you can say, okay, Google, find this location and take me there, why do you need to go to a Crestron panel or have something on your desk when you can say, okay, Alexa, you know, conference call, bring in these lines and boom. And now all of a sudden there's not only no need for programming, no need for device, but more efficient, easier, faster to accomplish the task. And so all of a sudden, looking down the road, I think it's going to be a lot less code writing and programming, and it could potentially turn the professional industry on its ear. Don't you?
Well, you say no programming, but there's still some portion of it that has to be maybe not programmed as in the traditional sense of coding. And to be frank, there's only a two or three control systems anymore that have, you know, that require you to do pure coding. Most of them are some sort
of
configuring, but there's still some sort of that configuring though, even in those systems, because you've got to get them to talk to each other. You've got to set up the systems and make sure that the devices that they need to connect to and control are set up and, you know, on the same network and the permissions have been granted. Isn't there still some sort of that?
Today that's the case. But when the APIs are all written and it's in a lookup table and the device, when you've set it in the room and put it on a network, automatically finds all those devices, makes them available to you, just like the light switches on an Alexa. I mean, all of a sudden it can become very, very easily implemented. And I think, as I said, down the road, that could make it a lot more difficult for the integrator to have a value add when the IT people, who are now the AT people, I call them, all things technical, those people are going to be able to say, oh yeah, heck, I can type in an IP address. I can set that up. And so I just think down the road that the potential is that it could obsolete, you know, all the devices that are now being put in places. There's already really easy remote devices available that are automatically, you know, populated when you add devices to them. I think it's going to go that way even more.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.